In today's first reading, the prophet Amos says, "Woe to the complacent in Zion," which can serve to stir us up a bit on this 26th Sunday in ordinary time. We don't have to become fanatics to recognize that so much of modern culture is about avoiding those who have nothing, avoiding those who are poor, avoiding those who have problems, and so on. Most of us want to feel all right about living in a way that makes us comfortable, and in a way that practically blinds us to the problems of so many in our world. The prophet Amos is famous in the Old Testament for poking at the complacent, for pushing those who have too much to help those who don't, and for reminding everyone that God has given us a way to live and that we should follow the Lord's way. The reading goes with the gospel for today. Remember the poor, because they are always outside your door, and the way that you treat them is important for your salvation. Today's second reading is from the first letter to Timothy and speaks of the virtues of a good person. Pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. None of us would argue with such straightforward advice. On the other hand, at times, we disagree about what it might mean. Put into the context of the first reading today in the gospel, it is clear that we must go out of ourselves, pay attention to those who have less than we do, and not get so caught up in our own comfort that we forget others. The gospel from Luke, which is given to us today, repeats these admonitions, but also adds that even if someone rises from the dead, people will not necessarily listen to him. This is strong medicine because it tells us that even with our faith in the Lord Jesus, we can end up ignoring those in need. Over and over in the New Testament, we are told that saying nice things is never enough. Our faith in the Lord Jesus must result in actual service to the poor, to the needy, to those who mourn, to those who lack clothes or food or any kind of care. Not only are we told to love and serve others, we are even told to go to extremes at times and give more than is asked of us. Loving and serving others must become a way of life for us, not something that we do when we have extra time. Remember that God identifies with every Lazarus of the world, the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the unborn, even criminals in prison. One of them is lying at your door. If you established a chasm between Lazarus and yourself, you are establishing a chasm between yourself and God. Lord, increase our hunger for you and for your way of happiness. Make us rich in the things of heaven, and give us a generous heart that we may freely share with others the treasure you have given to us.